I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Turkey gets the cold shoulder at NATO. And is it the most wonderful time of year or the most wounded time of the year? Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Last week's NATO meetings left Turkey out in the cold. Turkey's defense minister told reporters we were left alone in the fight against terror. His comments came after NATO allies refused to designate Syrian Kurds as terrorists, previously a sticking point for Turkey's cooperation. Tensions between Turkey and its NATO allies have been simmering since October. According to AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis, conflict with the West is one reason behind Turkey's growing Islamization. Speaking of Turkey's president, Ioannidis says,
for many years, Turkey was trying to come closer to the European Union. And because not enough progress was being made, the Turks have kind of become disenchanted with the Europeans. And that has also contributed to the dislike for the Western people and for European people.
At missionnews.org, Ioannidis describes two more factors making life difficult for believers in Turkey.
Since the beginning of the year, we know of at least 60 individuals that have been deported or have been banned from re-entering.
Please take a moment today to pray for Turkey.
If history teaches us anything, is that whenever there is growing persecution of Christians in closed societies like that, God has responded many times with phenomenal and unexpected growth of the local church.
And the Communist Party rules Laos. While it accepts Buddhism as part of the national heritage, the party views other religions like Christianity as a threat. There are around 225,000 Christians living in Laos, about 3% of the population of 7 million. MNN's Ruth Kramer shares a story from one of our partners about the opposition that comes with kingdom expansion.
In Laos, a 2016 religion law known as Decree 315 threatens to cripple efforts to spread the gospel. It requires prior permission to carry out religious activity beyond a religious group's building, and a partner of Christian Aid Mission says many have problems registering and obtaining permission to travel within the country. Believers from Buddhist backgrounds bear the brunt of persecution because others view their conversion as betrayal. For example, a 50-year-old woman came to Christ, and when she began reading her Bible, praying, and listening to a Christian radio program, Christian Aid Mission says village leaders and her family threatened to kick her out. Christian Aid's partner urges prayer for her and many others like her as they live amid hostility. Natural disaster is part of normal life, too. Ministry teams will always respond with a cup of cold water in Jesus' name. Why? Because they love seeing God transform people, families, communities, and even whole countries. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
And between Christmas shopping and planning get-togethers with family and friends, it's safe to say that we are in the thick of the holiday season. Ron Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says, although it's known as the most wonderful time of the year,
sometimes it's the most wounded time of the year because it really surfaces broken relationships and walls between people where there should be bridges. So how do we build those bridges? If I'm the one who knows Christ in this relationship, I need to take advantage of the holiday season. Hearts are softer during that time. It's more natural to bring up Jesus during the Christmas season than any other time of the year.
If you have a family member with whom you need to restore relationship and share Jesus, Hutchcraft has a few tips.
Let's remember, this is not about winning an argument. This is about winning their heart. And too often we may have tried to win an argument over spiritual things or even politics. And please stick to Jesus. Do not get into religion. Their religion, your religion, not the issue. Don't get into their behavior, their lifestyle. That's not the issue. The issue is Jesus loved them enough to go to a cross for them.
Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year. It'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.